meeting, and I wish you good luck, so.
Thank you, Director Zipper, I appreciate that. It's a tough situation. In our role, it creates tension, but I think when we're not in this setting, I enjoy every one of it. I enjoy SUPAs, every one of it in a personal setting. It's just by the nature of our jobs, there's going to be some tension. So I appreciate God's patience with me.
I think everyone's tried to handle it. I mean, when things get tense, but we've always managed to be professional in the end, and nobody's taken it personally, I don't think. So I think that's a credit to you, and I'm sure you'll do excellent in your new job, just as you have here.
And Director Jared, our Chairman Woman Jared, I lost my cool at you in one of the negotiation meetings, and for that I was really sorry. And so I wanted to say it again publicly because my behavior wasn't proper. And so anyway, I appreciate you've already told me we're okay with that. Okay. So thank you.
Everybody does that. Every once in a while, it's all right. It's all good. But thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy. Next item on the agenda, reports from the Chief Engineer.
Madam Chair, this annual report. Regarding disposal of obsolete items in auction, the date has been changed from July 24th to August 21st. The Bentley, who is the one who is an auctioneer, he would be able to perform an auction on August 21st, which would be here at the corner of the street.
You don't need any action for the board, just information.
Yes. The next item which we had was follow-up information on Alameda and Ortega regarding those fishing projects. We sent Mr. Utter over there, and we talked to Ms. Brown at the time, and explained to her the situation regarding how people do fishing in the area. Mr. Utter, you want to mention something, please?
Madam Chair, members of the board, I did meet with Ms. Brown, and we drove the Albuquerque Main Canal, and she voiced her concerns, and basically she was not opposed to anybody fishing. It was just that the individuals that were fishing for the crawdads were leaving their stuff behind. So I explained to her that, you know, that people fish all over the place, and that all we could do is to try to assist in the situation was that I would have the Boston Patrol officers ride by, and if they encounter anybody, including the ditch runner, if they encounter anybody fishing, just to talk to them and explain to them, you know, the kind of pack you can bring it in, pack it out, you know, kind of pack, see how that goes. So she was satisfied with that, and are making that effort to as we run across people, to talk to them and educate them so that they don't leave their mess behind. Mm-hmm. And she was okay with that.
That's good. Anyone have any comments?
I want to thank you for doing that, and staff as well. Responding so quickly, and, you know, I think it really helped the situation a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job. For sure. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is